Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Here is some of the news.
Make it rain. News update.
It's Chris Bavona with your fantasy sports news update. Big moves in the NFL as the tampering period has begun. Players cannot sign contracts until tomorrow, but we do know where some of the top free agents are going, and we go down this list. Quarterback Nick Foles will sign a four-year, $88 million, $50 million guaranteed deal with the Jacksonville Jaguars. The Jags are expected to release Blake Bortles once Foles is signed. Landon Collins spurns the New York Giants for their NFC East rivals, the Redskins, with a six-year, $84 million contract. Terrell Suggs, longtime face of the Ravens, is expected to sign a contract with the Arizona Cardinals about 3 years. The Jets are expected to sign linebackers Anthony Barr and C.J. Mosley, making them the most, as you guys said, the most expensive linebacking core. Oh, by the way, they still have enough money to sign Le'Veon Bell if they really want to. Honey Badger Tyrann Mathieu is likely heading to the Kansas City Chiefs on a three-year deal worth about $42 million. Wide receiver Devin Funchess is leaving Carolina to hook up with Andrew Luck and the Colts. And in a trade, the Bucs are sending DeSean Jackson to the Eagles in exchange for a sixth-round pick in this year's draft. Guys, of these moves I just mentioned, which is your favorite and which seems like it'll be the biggest bust?
The Foles one is interesting because does Foles actually do what they need him to do or what they expect him to do? Is he a $20+ million quarterback? I don't think so. I think he's an upgrade from Blake Bortles, and that may be all the Jags need with that defense and that running game. I think that is very interesting. I'll tell you what, the safety market is interesting to me too, Joe. The Honey Badger getting paid, Landon Collins getting a ton of money as well. You got your boy Earl Thomas must be licking his chops and very excited right about now.
Anthony Barr is the best by far so far because he brings the most to the table, I think, with the New York Jets. And the worst and the biggest bust is going to be Landon Collins getting $84 million for 6 years from the Washington Redskins, who just don't understand what the game is today. The safety position is completely being phased out here because the rules don't allow a safety to be a safety like it used to be. So to tie up $84 million in 6 years to a guy in a position that he can't play a lot of the way to go, Redskins. You guys, fantastic job. That'll be the biggest bust.
Yeah, well, there's still speculation as to where top names like Le'Veon Bell will land. You guys said possibly the Bucs, the Bears, maybe the Colts, maybe the Jets. But another big name is being speculated in trade talk. Matt Miller of Bleacher Report reported it's still possible the 49ers land Odell Beckham in a trade. Jeff Howe of The Athletic reported the Giants are still considering trading Beckham, who they signed to a five-year, $95 million contract extension last summer. The Giants would have to pay a $35.5 million cap hit if they traded or released Beckham. Guys, does this report hold any water? And do you see Beckham being traded, even though there has been talk that basically Gettleman has said that they don't want to trade Beckham?
I think it's possible, but it will ultimately not happen.
It's way too much of a case. It's just the dollars and cents don't make any sense for the New York Giants. However, listen, I don't think he's happy there, not because the Giants organization is trying to push him out or anything, but I just think sometimes a change of scenery is better for everybody involved, and that might be ultimately the best thing for both the Giants and Odell Beckham, but I don't think it's because they've went out of their way to alienate him. I just don't think it's a marriage that is going to work long term.
Exactly. It is most, in my opinion, it is mostly because everyone understands and acknowledges that this offense must run through Saquon Barkley. And so if that is the case, do you really need the type of wide receiver at that money anymore in your offense. Of course, everybody would love to have Odell, but this offense is going to be going through Saquon. And then when Odell doesn't get the targets that he thinks he deserves, then what happens? Especially with a potential rookie quarterback in there sometime soon. Remember what Jeremy Shockey did to Eli Manning's confidence early in his career? You don't want a guy like Odell doing the same thing to maybe a Dwayne Haskins. This is going to go through Saquon.
All right, guys. In college basketball news and sort of morning after news, the MAC championship once again goes to the MAC powerhouse, the Iona Gaels. They beat the Monmouth Hawks for the second time in 3 years in the finals, 81-60. Iona, now the winner of four straight MAC tournaments and a whopping 12 conference championships in their career, they are now heading to the big dance. Monmouth, on the other hand, will go back to dancing on the sidelines. And yesterday, Joe, you remember we were trying to come up with a bet for myself and our video producer, Alex Fasano. I'm glad we didn't come up with any type of bet for this game because I don't know.
Yeah, we got hosed, man. We got hosed. I had Monmouth with you laying the points last night. We should have we got hosed in the second half there. Iona is just a machine. They are. And I think they're going to surprise a few people in the tournament, maybe win a game or two.
I actually don't doubt that. I like this. I watched a little bit of that game. I like this Iona team. I think they're a very strong team. But that's the news from me, guys. I'm Chris Pavona. I'm going to go throw out my mama's sweater.
There you go. Burn it.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
Happy Tuesday. Welcome in as we do just that this hour, as we will help it make it rain here as we get ready for all sorts of major conference tournament action. Tipping off in just a few hours, the ACC will hit the floor in Charlotte. They've got three first-round games. All the other power conference tournaments will begin tomorrow, but plenty of value on the board today, and we'll give you a couple of pointers and some trends and angles, little TNA that you guys need to know before you make any plays. First game, by the way, I believe Miami-Wake Forest coming your way at noon. So you're going to want to get those plays in early if that is a game that you should be betting, by the way. That is if you are betting. And last night in the NBA, plenty of action when it came to the underdogs and the favorites. In fact, six games split down the middle, 3-3 against the number. But the upsets were monstrous, including the Cavs getting 8.5 plus 350 on a money line, delivering against the Raptors. The Thunder plus 3.5 plus 140 on the money line, taking care of the Jazz on the road. And how about them Clippers at home getting no respect, getting 2 points, plus 110 on the money line. And they were a can of whoop ass up on those Celtics last night, by the way. The Wizards, the Nets, the Rockets all covered as home favorites. Also, the Rockets quietly now are inching up to what, 9 games in a row now, I think they have won. Pretty damn impressive the way they have been playing. Last night was a back-to-back, which normally they haven't done very well on this year, but they brought it last night. I took care of what they needed to do, laying 9.5. And the over-unders were 3-3. But, of course, the big story is Russell Westbrook and the Thunder and him threatening not only some guy, but the guy's wife in the stands, threatening to F him up. We've got the audio. We'll go ahead and play that. But what is it, about 18, 19 games left here? It's going to be a big push towards the bottom half, trying to fill in those the bottom half of the brackets on in the NBA as far as the playoff goes, with Sacramento losing. Now, all of a sudden, Sacramento finds itself, what, 4 games out of that final spot in the West? That would be a shame.
They are 4 behind Utah for the 8th seed. I'm telling you, Joe, the Houston Rockets, the Oklahoma City Thunder, they both win last night. I think they are live in the West, both of them, if the Warriors trip up, which is possible. I like Houston and OKC at the value.
We'll talk about tonight's game. We'll play the audio of Russell Westbrook next, Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Improve visibility and save $8 on a pair of Rain-X Latitude wiper blades. Plus, earn double points during Old Rewards Member Appreciation Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Ensure clear vision in any weather and save $8 on a pair of Rain-X Latitude wiper blades at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban. I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. But they need your help to survive. Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Andro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials walk for a decade. I was like, oh, I'm just going to try it. My pants are like falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
The morning after.
You were going to run on the field and say, all right, I can't take this anymore. I'm running on the field and I'm punching a guy. Who would it be? Sooner Lisa says anyone wearing a Longhorn jersey. Ken wants to punch Eli Manning. Kings only wants to punch Phillip Rivers.
Did anybody put Tom Brady in there yet?
D Money wants to punch Tom Brady. Paco Healy in San Diego says he wants to punch Manny Machado after saying we're not going to win the NL West.
Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on your popular podcast providers.
It is Tuesday.
Make it rain.
As we get ready here, March 12, 2019. Joe Ranieri alongside Dane Martinez here at the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. We've got a little TNA for you coming up, trying to make you a little profitable today over the next couple of days. In fact, as we get ready for conference tournament championships happening all across this country, witnessed a couple last night. We watched Gonzaga show why they are definitely worthy of a number one seed. I don't think anybody after watching that beatdown at Pepperdine last night can argue with just how good a shooting team they really are. And they are extremely good, by the way. Don't make any mistake about it. But we'll go ahead and try to give you a couple of trends and angles and some tips as you get ready to embark on some sports investing over the next few weeks. But the big story last night in the NBA, if you're just waking up and just joining us, has to do with good old Russell Westbrook, who had a confrontation with a yet another fan of the Utah Jazz on the road last night. Now, of course, Oklahoma City ended up winning, and he's also absolutely no stranger to heckling fans in Utah after game six of the playoffs last year. Had an incident when he was leaving the court where he kind of lunged at an old fan there and a thing that had a few things to say to Russell Westbrook that he didn't appreciate. But he did it again last night, and only it was caught on camera. Somebody on a cell phone video, one of the local reporters, ended up catching and recording exactly what he was saying. And I'll paraphrase here and let you hear exactly what he says happened. But he basically threatened to F not only the guy up, but his wife as well. And that, of course, has got a lot of people going, oh, Russell, like you can't do that. So What happened? What set him off? This was Russell Westbrook, and what he said happened.
Started was a young man and his wife in the stands told me to get in on my knees like he used to. And for me, that's just completely disrespectful to me. I think it's racial. I think it's just inappropriate in a sense of there's no protection for the players. I think there are a lot of great fans around the world that like to come to the game and enjoy the game. And there are people that come to the game and to say mean, disrespectful thing about me, my family. For many years, man, I've done all the right things. I've never done anything to hurt or harm anybody. I've never been in any trouble. Never fought a fan. Been in the league 11 years. Clean slate. Humble. I take whatever, all the criticism from everybody. I've been doing the same thing for years. And for me, disrespect will not be taken from me. I'm completely just sit back some time and just take it like that's just one video. But throughout the whole game, throughout the whole, since I've been here, especially here in Utah, every time I come here, it's a lot of disrespectful things I said. And for me, I'm just not going to continue to take disrespect from my family.
Yeah, and it's been a problem in Utah in the past, not just with him, but with others as well. But ultimately, yeah. Listen, you are the professional. You represent yourself. You represent the team. You represent the NBA. Fan heckling is nothing new, but you can, as a professional athlete in this day and age, turn around with everybody watching in cell phones and threaten to beat the living crap and to F a guy and his wife up, no matter how disrespectful. It is worth noting also that they did reprimand five fans sitting behind that bench last night. The NBA has that code of conduct policy they implemented after the Malice in the Palace because they just don't want fans and players fighting in the stands. We get it. So they were warned. They weren't thrown out, but they were warned. But ultimately, the responsibility lies with you, Russell, as a professional athlete. Guys who spend the money to buy these tickets shouldn't have, the ability to just tee off and say whatever they want. That's not what we're saying. But you can't threaten to just F a dude and his wife up because you didn't like what they were saying about your knees. You know, where do you draw the line, Dane, with this?
Yeah, I think that is the big question. And I can understand how different, intelligible, reasonable people would draw the line in different places. For me, I believe you bought a ticket. You have a right to say almost anything, okay? I do think, going with the family or, where there are kids around as well. So there is a line somewhere. But you have the right to heckle. I think you have the right to be witty when you heckle. I think you have the right to try to get into the player's skin on some level. I think you have that right as a ticket-buying person, okay? Yes, there is a line, and this guy probably crossed it. And it sounds like because there were like five or more people going after Russell Westbrook, I could understand that getting under your craw. I understand that. However, I believe the onus, the responsibility is actually on the athlete to not respond in any kind of aggressive way. They have to understand that part of this, I understand sometimes it goes over the line. Part of this is why you are paid millions of dollars. It is part of the package of being a professional athlete or being someone who is quote unquote famous in this society. And I think they have to understand that this is just par for the course. Same, similar thing as Conor McGregor. If he's going to be out at a nightclub, he's got to know there's going to be some people trying to take selfies. He's got to know there's going to be paparazzi. If you're Russell Westbrook, you got to know there's going to be people heckling you, especially maybe in Utah or Boston or some of these places. So I think it's a real fuzzy place. It's where individuals draw the line. I think fans have a right to a certain level, and the athletes have a responsibility to, plug their ears on a certain level.
And of course, there is two sides to every story. So the reporters actually caught up with the guy that he was talking to and his wife, and this is what he had to say.
I went at one point, and there was a lot of people because it was when, Joe would come by and poked Paul George in the eye, and then Joe goes over and apologizes immediately. Russ is just F-bombing and carrying on, acting a fool down here, and everybody's getting on him. And he had, I guess, heat. I thought it was ice. I just told him, I'm like, just sit down and ice your knees, bro. And he turned to me and he's like, that's heat, that's heat. And I'm like, well, you're gonna need it. And then it turned into not safe for work.
Yeah, no, not safe for work. And ultimately, of course, last night, once this guy made the rounds, you had guys like D. Wade showing up on Twitter going, lies people tell. And the best part about Twitter is the social justice that it brings for guys like this Shane Kiesel, because it took all of 10 minutes once this story hit for people to go ahead and comb through this guy's timeline.
Right.
We know where he was born, where he works. And, oh, yeah, by the way, he has a history of posting things about Russell Westbrook that are less than favorable, shall we say. And, of course, he tried starting to delete all of that once he realized that, you know, right, what, probably shouldn't have done a TV interview after this situation, because now the entire world is after him. It'll be interesting to see if the guy, you know, of course, he works for your Toyota dealership. Will he still have that job? Yeah, this is a double-edged sword, man. You want to go and heckle, I get it, but be prepared for social justice warriors to find out who you are and to take it up, especially when you got guys like D. Wade who are coming in calling you a liar. Now you got a whole different set of fans that are coming after you. It's very tricky.
And it used to be, Joe, it used to be this kind of idea of like the mob mentality, right? And you could kind of heckle or shout some stuff from anonymity. But there is nowhere in earth anymore where you can be anonymous now with social media and video, you know, and pictures out there and being able to go digging back in your past. So if you're going to do this, that just needs to be part of the calculus you make as a fan, that you are not doing this in anonymity. You will be found out who you are. And if you're okay with that, okay. But that's just part of the calculus that you have to consider when you go spit some vile at someone at a sporting event.
Yep, and this is, of course, the video of him who was caught just threatening to F him up. You and your wife is pretty much what he said on the band. He was not a happy dude, as you can see his knees there. Just ultimately, you've got to have thicker skin than that. You've got to be able to roll with the punches. Or you know what, Bass, go out and drop a triple-double on this guy's beloved Utah Jazz. And, you know, that used to be the way they would solve things. Like, how do you like me now? Russell Wilson is not a guy like, and we'll use him in comparison, he's not a Michael Jordan who would thrive off of that kind of animosity, that kind of heckling. Like, he'd want you to, yeah, what else you got? And then I'll go out and drop 50 right. more on your team. So it's a different generation of athlete. Russell Wilson has a hard time dealing with that.
Shefty breaking more news, Joe, on the
other
side of the
break. We got college games getting ready to tip off. We'll give you some ideas on what to do, how to do some TNA coming up, Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
It's college basketball season, and the Monmouth Park Sportsbook by William Hill is your best bet to watch and wager on all the games leading up to the big tournament. Watch every minute of action on our 75-foot HD video wall. Wager on props, parlays, over-unders, and much more. Go to monmouthpark.com for hours and information. Excludes New Jersey college teams and college events taking place in New Jersey. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
DailyRoto.com.
Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
This place is great. Where are we?
We're at Quintas.
Quintas?
Quintitas.
Oh, you mean meat farms?
It's Genta's Meat Farm Supermarket. Genta's Meat Farms has 9 locations across Long Island, bringing you local farm fresh produce, butcher shop quality meat with custom cuts, and bakery fresh goods all at the best prices. Genta's Meat Farms. You might not know how to say it, but you know where we are.
Genta's!
It's not just fresh, it's Meat Farms fresh.
College basketball has reached the climax of the 2019 season, and the Fantasy Sports Network has you covered for all the news and betting information for the conference tournaments leading up to the big dance. Get the latest wagering and prop bet advice every day from FNTSY's top experts and analysts as they prepare you with the best advice in bracketology. Download the Fantasy Sports Radio app in iTunes and Google Play and watch select programming in the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your home for winning big in the month of madness.
Unbelievable. Hey, why don't you swing for the fences this daily fantasy baseball season with DailyRoto.com. If you are playing MLB, DFS, or DraftKings, or FanDuel, Daily Roto is going to help you hit your first home run as the 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package is now live. Lineups, if you need lineup alerts or weather updates, they've got you covered. How about fantasy projections? They've got you covered there as well. Lineup optimizers to compete with the pros, yeah, they certainly have you covered for that as well. Now, what you need to do is save 10% right now on these winning MLB DFS advice with an early bird special using the promo code LEADOFF19. That's LEADOFF19. That's the 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package only at DailyRoto.com. Promo code LEADOFF19 and get your 10% early discount here today. How cool is that? Also, an update. Welcome in here this morning. If you're just joining us on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, I'm Joe Ranieri. He is Dane Martinez. We make it rain, and we're going to do that for you here with some betting advice coming up for the conference tournaments. But we do want to go ahead and just run down rather quickly. We've been talking about the Jets and some of these free agent moves. Yeah. And you know, we clearly know there are some winners, but there are some teams that have been losing an awful lot here. Teams like the Vikings, who now lost Sheldon Richardson, who just signed with the Browns. They also lost yesterday. We heard Anthony Barr headed to the Jets. So now the Vikings D is a little less potent. And the Texans, same thing. The Honey Badger has left, as has Kareem Jackson, also part of that secondary. And the Ravens, of course, C.J. Mosley and Terrell Suggs going to the Cardinals, even at age 500. The guy's like a vampire, I guess. He never quits. But I think he'll actually be a very good piece for a team like the Cardinals, a guy that can play, you know, rushing situation. Doesn't have to be a three or four down linebacker anymore. That's not his game. But he can certainly be a very useful guy for that defense moving forward, and I'm glad to see that he's kind of hanging it out there, because I do think he's still got a little juice in the tank, one of the all-time greats at Terrell Suggs. So the Vikings, Texans, and Ravens, as good as everyone
Ravens
else.
Ravens lost Eric Weddle also.
Yeah, lost Weddle too. So, these three teams have certainly taken a hit while other teams have benefited from it.
Yeah, I think that's very interesting. You know, you see the winners, where people that are being signed, you know, but these teams are losing some players. And here's one thing that I think is interesting about the Suggs signing in Arizona, Joe. You know, if the Cardinals do not go ahead and get Kyler Murray, imagine Terrell Suggs. Imagine Terrell Suggs as like a mentor to a Nick Bosa or to a Josh Allen or something like that. You know, that's very interesting. And we're hearing – I got another thing. Field Yates right now is tweeting that the Bears have not only, making moves here. They have converted just now about $11 million of Khalil Mack's salary cap money over to a signing bonus. Okay, so the Bears are clearing money, people. The Bears are clearing money for who? I don't know, but it could be a running back that's a threat out of the backfield as well.
We did hear that yesterday, and rumors continuing to persist. Two teams that are dumping money rather quickly, the Tampa Bay Bucks and now the Chicago Bears. The Le'Veon Bell sweepstakes continues to get fired up here. I'm hoping it's not the Jets. I don't think it's a good fit, especially since they have now spent about $100 million on linebackers here, giving Greg Williams a lot of toys, which tells me that I do think they can fill in a lot of the gaps maybe offensively in this year's draft with that number three pick, possibly move down, bolster the offensive line, maybe get a third, fourth round running back, that kind of situation. For the first time in a long time, I think the Jets actually have a plan, which is a good thing. But unfortunately, there are some other teams looking to shed salary cap. We heard yesterday, of course, that the New England Patriots lost one of their best defensive players in Flowers and one of their best offensive linemen. But we know this in the past, and people seem to forget that the New England Patriots do this year after year. They get these guys like a Flowers in the 101st round, right? They get these guys, they get 3 or 4 years out of them, and then when it comes time to give them that big contract, they just basically rinse and repeat. They do the same thing, you move on, and we're back to where we started from. And that's really what it's all about when it comes to the New England Patriots. Their job is to find talent in the rounds. They've got 12 draft picks this year. Find the next Eric Flowers. Find the next, Trevor Brown there. Find these guys and then do the same thing. Get 3 or 4 years out of them. And then once that big contract time comes, they move on. It's very hard to argue with the success of that plan because it's worked pretty damn well for the organization.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they're always 1 year early instead of 1 year late. But, you know, this is that time. You know, teams are moving around money. This is going to be very interesting. Everybody's so locked in on Le'Veon Bell. But don't get it twisted. There are other difference makers out there as well. I'm excited to see where a guy like Mark Ingram winds up, where a guy like Tevin Coleman winds up. You know, at the wide receiver position, Golden Tate is a difference maker. I think Terrell Williams is going to be a value at only 26 years old. And even a little bit further down, you know, who's going to take a chance on a guy like Jay Ajayi when, if healthy, could be something interesting? Latin Murray, you know, there's some other wide receivers out there as well. You mentioned the kind of Devin Funchess, but in that range, there's a guy like Dante Moncrief as well, you know, a Randall Cobb as well. There are pieces where in the right situation, they could be difference makers. I'm going to tell you also right now, with the Raiders getting Antonio Brown, don't be surprised to see Jordy Nelson have a reunion back in Green Bay either. I've been talking about Green Bay in the wide receiver market. What about a guy like Jordy Nelson going back to Aaron Rodgers where he has some chemistry? A lot of names we're going to hear about today. Everyone's talking Lev Bell. Don't forget about Mark Ingram, Tevin Coleman, Golden Tate. You know, Tyrell Williams, these are guys who can make a difference on teams. The tight end market as well. Jared Cook is out there, and some others. So I think, you know, fantasy players need to keep an eye out today. Names will be changing addresses.
I would be ecstatic if the next name called associated with the New York Jets is Tevin Coleman, a younger, much cheaper version of Le'Veon Bell. I think that would... You want to talk about Mike Maccagnan hitting a free agency home run, and very rarely do I support teams winning free agency because usually that means they're going to suck and they're going to screw it up some way, somehow. You know, winning free agency isn't how you win championships. It's winning the draft. Right. But I got to think that Tevin Coleman still being out there you've got to be, if you are Bruce Arians, the New York Jets, you know, this guy has been a great compliment, but this guy is a few years younger. He's going to be a hell of a lot cheaper than Le'Veon Bell. And in an NFL that, you know, usually uses and abuses running backs where they think they can find him out of college, Tevin Coleman is a great option for the New York Jets or the Tampa Bay Bucks.
Yeah, you got the Jets, you got the Bucks. We're talking about the Bears, who are probably in this running back market, even though they just signed Mike Davis yesterday. I threw out a couple of other teams. Listen, the Raiders are going to probably need a running back as well. But to your point, Joe, to me, Le'Veon Bell would represent the Jets or any other team trying to quote-unquote win free agency, right? I like the Jets' approach here. They're getting other kind of blue chippers or kind of cornerstone, not the sexiest names. Jamison Crowder, you know, Osimile, the guard. Josh Bellamy, the special team standout, right? I believe the best center on the market. Matt Paradis is going to go to the New York Jets today. That's what I think. You're going to have other teams trying to quote-unquote win free agency with the shiny new toys, but I think you spend your money kind of spread out over other positions that matter for your scheme, and it's very clear Greg Williams has his fingerprints over everything the Jets are doing right now. This is like Christmas morning, though, Joe, you know, especially to an investor or a fantasy player like that. But Sheldon Richardson going to the Browns, that's more, Joe, of the Browns getting better. Meanwhile, I think the Ravens and the Steelers are getting worse in that division. The Browns will have a third-place schedule. Lamar Jackson and the Ravens will have a first-place schedule, and I think the league will catch up to Lamar.
We're going to find out. Big drafts are going to be very important for Kevin Colbert and, of course, the new GM. No more Ozzie Newsome in Baltimore. So a lot will be said about this draft, determining what kind of year they're going to have. Both of those teams are going to have this year. Very, very important drafts this year for both of them. And it's also a very important time of week here, guys, because, man, oh, man, conference tournament week, one of the best weeks on the betting calendar. But it can also be extremely, and I'm talking about extremely intimidating for some people who maybe have not done it before, or maybe you're starting to look into it and you're going, how do you decipher all of these games in conference tournaments? I mean, we got the ACC starting today. They've got three games moving on to, of course, the big bracket of 64. What, you know, what can we do? What, how do I approach this? Well, we've got some very profitable trends and systems that we've kind of highlighted that we're going to go over with you coming up, things that have shown to be proven over the last decade, especially in the first and second rounds early on this week. And you are going to have a boatload, and I mean a boatload of opportunities over this week. And there is some money to be made. We talk about make it rain. This time of year, we can make it rain. You can make it rain. If you know what you're doing, if you have a solid approach to the tournaments, guys, you are going to be counting the money. And as Dane did, I don't know if we still got that picture of Dane doing the whole make it rain thing.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, I want you guys to see what Dane does during conference tournament week, because this is how it works.
That's how we
guys
do it.
It is.
Yeah.
There it is. That's conference tournament week, which is, and this is, by the way, it's just behind March Madness as far in terms of value and hoops betting. Obviously, March Madness is way up there. But this week, plenty of value to be found in these tournaments. We'll give you a few of them. We'll tell you where to look. Plus, the Make It Rain games of the day, all coming up next here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Vehicle is riding rough, it may be time for new shocks or struts. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, buy a combination of two or four select Monroe or Rancho shocks and struts and get up to an $80 Visa gift card by mail. Improve your ride with Monroe or Rancho shocks and struts at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys,
She'll like the difference, too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. Well, did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible, but since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up, and the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Andro400.com. Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 fantasy football package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com. with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 fantasy football package, only at rotoexperts.com.
Time to make it rain on tournament week here. So excited. Conference tournament week begins today, especially the the big boys, rather. We're talking ACC begins three games in Charlotte today. First one, tip at noon. That would be Miami and Wake Forest. We'll tell you the latest lines on those games coming up here in a minute. I'm Joe Ranieri. He is Dane Martinez, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Coming up, Gabe Morenci, the morning after. We'll take you up until noon. I believe Chelsea Handler is joining us a little bit later this morning, around 9:40. Oh, nice. And Lord knows she slept with enough athletes to at least give us some insight as to what we might be looking for this week.
Is that what you're going to ask her? Is that how you're going to frame the question, Joe?
Absolutely correct. Yes. In your history of sleeping with athletes, could you tell me exactly if you think if the Lakers are actually going to be any good next year? She's a big Lakers fan, too.
Have you ever dated Lou Williams? You could ask.
No, Lou Williams got his hands full. If he needs any help, by the way, I'll volunteer. Conference tournament week, very profitable for sports investors. If you're new, it could be to sports investing a little overwhelming because of the fact that, like, I haven't been watching college hoops all year. Like, I don't know any of the teams. Well, here's a couple of things to keep an eye on. Some of the trends and angles, the TNA, that have proven to be very profitable over the last decade. For instance, when you're looking at the beginning of tournaments, which is right now, right? This week, tomorrow, all of the tournaments begin. Three games today in the ACC. Underdogs, okay, are always undervalued in the first round. So what do we mean by that? Underdogs are ridiculously priced in conference tournaments. Why? Because the public overrates the favorites, the Dukes of the world, the Virginias of the world, right? So what happens is everybody and their mother from the public goes, oh, this is going to be great. And well, if you are and if you see spreads between 7 and 19.5, these are some of the best bets to take, especially if it doesn't budge, if it's locked in at 15 or 16. Look at the underdogs in these games, first round only. All right, these first couple of games coming in right now this week, anywhere from +7 to +19.5, we are talking about some serious value. There's two right now that I took a look at that early on. You've got tomorrow Washington State getting 7 versus Oregon. Keep an eye on that game. And East Carolina getting 14 against Wichita State. That is on Thursday. So those are two games to keep an eye on. First round underdogs, these brackets, it only makes sense, Dan, because you and I both know the public, if they haven't been following, right, and many of them haven't, they're still going to bet. and they're just going to go with the blue buds. They're going to go with the familiar teams. They're going to look at the records. They're going to go, this team's clearly got to be better than that team. And there goes the line. And all of a sudden, now we've just created value.
Yep, I like that. Especially, remember, we talk about this in all sports, right? We say this in pro sports, in the NFL, like, oh, when these division rivals get together, throw the records out the window, right? That sort of thing. And that's exactly what we see in these conference tournaments. Whether you have a great team versus a bad team, this is a familiar opponent and quite possibly the third team they're playing, and things just get a little bit tighter. So I'll take the big numbers in these conference tournaments all season long. And I think your boy Ralph Michaels even said, you know, that this is a trend and angle he looks at, you know, that low, yep, that low team that's only won like four games or something. If you're getting double digits, the other point to make in these conference tournaments is the one and the two seed, right? They have designs on playing four games in 4 days. So once they get up 14 points with 10 minutes to go in the second half, they're going to park the bus. You know, they don't need to win by the 13.5 points that you need them to win. They just need to, quote unquote, survive and advance. So you have to understand that mentality as well, especially for a team that wants to make a big run in their conference tournament to get themselves on the line of two seeds or something like that. They kind of, you know, hit the brake pedal a little bit earlier in the game as well. I love that angle, Joe.
Yep, and keep in mind, too, by the way, you're not going to – you can't just bet underdogs the whole time. I mean, there are going to be situations where good teams have value as well, meaning the good teams might be a slightly undervalued in some of these situations depending on the line. And the reason that is that not only they're getting public support, but we are talking about, you know, a team like San Jose State, who's only won 3 or 4 games, going up against like a Gonzaga, right? Something along those lines. And, you know, there could very well be some value there on the better team, you know, because you're getting a lot of public support sometimes at going, there's no way they're going to be able to cover 19. There's no way they're going to be able to cover like Pepperdine last night with Gonzaga, right? No way they're going to be able to cover 23.5 points. Well, guess what happened?
And
they covered 23.5 points. So don't just focus on the dogs. Look at them in the first rounds this week of these games, anywhere from 7 to 19.5. But don't be scared away when the good teams are playing the — we're not talking the mediocre teams. I'm talking the really, really bad teams like the Chicago States and the San Jose States, teams that, you know, have only won less than 25% of their games. There is definitely some value to be had on the good teams. Also, keep an eye on teams that are coming off a win but did not cover. Okay, so in other words, they won their game, but damn it, they didn't cover the 6.5 or the 5.5 points. What we have found that is coming off of a win, which is means they're still in a tournament, but they didn't cover. We have found over the last 10 years that those teams get undervalued their next game, which means they'll have an opportunity to be a great value pick on that following game when they did not cover, because all of a sudden, guess what happens to the public, right? Joe Public goes, this team can't cover. This team's awful. Can't believe it. You know, I'm betting against them. And now all of a sudden, they usually find plenty of value in that following game with those teams who did not cover in the first round, but they're going to get to the second round and people are going to go, stupid teamy. This right. is ridiculous. And that's what you've got to look for. In fact, those teams, get a load of this number. Those teams have gone 62% against the number over the last 10 years in that spot where they make it to the second or third round. They won. They didn't cover the game before, but 62% of the time against the number over the last 10 years. That's what you call profitability, my friend. That's how, yeah, that is how you make it rain conference tournament time. And it makes sense, right? Because the team, you know what happens with Joe Public when they lose. Like, I took them getting, you know, they were laying 4, but they only won by 3. Oh, this team sucks. I'm not betting them next week. Right. How many times have we heard that, Dane?
That's the recency bias. We talk about this all the time, Joe, in every sport. The recency bias is real. And in the betting markets, in sports investing, what you are trying to do is almost, you know, get that edge. And if you know that the public sees that edge because of the last thing they saw, you know, and responding to that, kind of like our commander in tweets, then you can, there's an artificial value in there. Okay, so yes, I like that. You know, go counter to the recency bias, and you can make a little bit of hay.
Absolutely. And also keep an eye on the revenge narrative. It is a real thing in conference tournament time, meaning that teams who are playing an opponent that they recently lost to and and didn't cover. Yeah, that's going to be a moneymaker, too. So keep an eye on any sort of revenge situation where teams recently played each other. They lost. They did not cover. Yeah, because it turns around that those people, the following game, they come out motivated. They're a little more undervalued because of the recency bias. And boom,
yep,
there's when you hop on it. And they're covering at a 59% clip over the last 10 years. So revenge, definitely. Team loses, team didn't cover. Now they're playing them again. There's going to be some value there on that team. Do not shy away because they lost the last game. In fact, do not get caught up with the whole, well, they've already played each other three times this year and they've never won. You can't beat a team, you know, four times, can you? You can't beat a team three times. Over the last 10 years, you know what the stats tell us? It's 50-50 down the middle. That extra game, that third game or that fourth game in a season that you go, these guys never won the game. It's very hard to beat a team three or four games in a year. Yeah, no, it's not. It's pretty much 50-50. So don't get lulled into that whole thing this week of they didn't beat them all year, Dane. There's no way that they right. can they do it. They can't do it a third or fourth time. Am I right?
You know, maybe there's a reason they weren't able to get over that hump in the first place and beat them, you know. So I hear that. And I also like the way you just said, Joe, in the conference tournaments, we're going to roll these money line plays, you know, just keep betting with your team and riding that horse as opposed to, in essence, betting them to win the tournament, which in some conferences is basically parlaying them to win five in a row. You know what I mean? Just take it on the individual trials so that way you could pull out anytime you need to.
Yes, keep an eye also. Don't bet any futures today or tomorrow to start of the tournaments. If you like a Virginia to win, okay, don't take them at 5-2 right now. Bet the money line the first game, and then whatever you win, roll it over into the next week against the next game, and then the next week. There's going to be ultimately way more value in it for you in the long run by rolling what we call a rolling bet or a rolling parlay. Keep taking that team, and just don't even look at the money. But like if a Zion Williamson blows his shoe out or if the best player goes down in the second half, you're not stuck going into the next game because I've got a future ticket. You have an opportunity to be able to go, you know what, I'll take my money and I am good to go. And finally, the thing you guys need to look at is unders. Bet the unders in conference tournament finals. When it finally gets to the finals, my man, we are talking about tired legs. We're talking about kids that have been playing for 4 or 5 days straight. And there is going to be some numbers and some games that the numbers make absolutely no sense. If it's 140 or lower, right? If you are looking at anything 140 or lower, consider looking at the unders in these games because they have proven over the last 10 years, 62.6% historically, the unders have hit. When you've got those lines at a $140 or under for the game in the finals, So you've got a little something to look at here.
These are
tonight,
teams that
tomorrow.
Are playing 5 games in 5 days or four games in 4 days. Yep.
Look at the unders there. So keep an eye on the very first round, the underdogs anywhere between 7 and 19.5. Go with them. All right. Bet the underdogs. All right. Also, keep an eye out on those teams that might have lost to a team recently that didn't cover. Yeah, well, now the next time around, keep an eye on them. And then, of course, in the conference finals, do not shy away from the unders thinking that everyone's going to score, you know, 90 points apiece. A $140 or less, go with the under. And that should give you at least enough trends and angles. Even if you've watched no college basketball this year, right, Dan? If you watch nothing, at least you've got an opportunity to be like, all right, let me follow some of these. Over the last 10 years, this has proven to be pretty damn profitable this time of year. It gives you a benchmark. It gives you an idea of how you can profit without having any idea who's on Gonzaga or who's on Wofford. You don't need to know.
Yeah, I like that. That's the trends and the angles. That's what we're looking for here in sports investing as we try to make it rain. And I like some of the things you mentioned because, listen, you got to have these logical things, right? Playing 4 games in 4 days. Or if the team is going to try to play 4 games in 4 days, how hard are they going to try and beat that 8 seed? Or is that 10-point working margin good enough for them. So I really like where you're going. But this is going to be a fun time because from now through April, we got college basketball aplenty.
Damn right. And by the way, today we've got, I believe, Wake Forest taking on Miami at noon. Yeah, Wake Forest is getting 7. Take those 7 points, run immediately to the bank, okay? Mortgage the house, run back, play it at the book, and then call us tomorrow, and we'll all share in the money because Wake Forest getting 7 is a winner. That is a winner. All right, more free agency coming your way today. We'll have the recap for you all day long, plus here again tomorrow morning, 6A to 9A. We make it rain. He is Dane Martinez. I am Joe Ranieri, the morning after. Coming up next here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Have a great day, guys. Good luck. Make it a profitable one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
It's college basketball season, and the Monmouth Park Sportsbook by William Hill is your best bet to watch and wager on all the games leading up to the big tournament. Watch every minute of action on our 75-foot HD video wall. Wager on props, parlays, over-unders, and much more. Go to monmouthpark.com for news updates and handicapping. Excludes New Jersey college teams and college events taking place in New Jersey. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Calling all drivers. Want a career that will take you places? Then Coach USA and Megabus is the place for you. Coach USA and Megabus, leaders in the local and intercity bus transportation industry, are looking for career-minded, conscientious drivers with a valid CDL Class A or B license with passenger endorsement. They offer paid training, competitive salary, and many benefits. Apply now and start driving to a better future. Visit CoachUSA.jobs. That's CoachUSA.jobs.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
Are you, or someone you love, one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? There is no known cure, but you have the power to help change that by participating in a clinical trial. The Michael J. Fox Foundation will help get you started. Visit michaeljfox.org/participant pack to download the new Parkinson's Trial Participant Pack. It's free and available right now. That's michaeljfox.org/participant pack. Visit today.
You're listening to the best of Make It Rain on the Fantasy Sports Network.
I'm going to make it rain.
Nick Foles going to Jacksonville Jaguars, $88 million, right? I think 50 of that is at least guaranteed. He's got some incentives and those kinds of things. And we all knew it was going to happen. It's an upgrade over Blake Bortles. We know that, but we also know at the same time that the Jacksonville Jaguars, I hope, realize that, you know, Nick Foles has been proven to be a guy that in the right system with the right players around him can be very productive. The question is, to me, what do they do now to address the wide receiver position? Because we know, you know, we've gone through this. If he doesn't have a quality tight end, if he doesn't have a big wide receiver, I know Marquise Lee will be back this year, which will help them. But Tom Coughlin's been around the block long enough. He's smart enough to understand that if you're going to go out and get a guy like Nick Foles, then you better go out and get the supporting cast because he's not a guy that is going to elevate his game. He's a system guy. They've got the right coordinator. The question is, do they have the right pieces? The running game's good. But they're going to need some help, certainly, I think, in the tight end position and a big wide out, too. Somebody that's going to be able to stretch the field in order for it to work. What do you think about the deal?
Like you said, we kind of knew this was going to go down in this way, given the previous experience with John DeFilippo, his quarterback's coach in Philadelphia, who is now the offensive coordinator down there in Jacksonville. I don't know that Jacksonville is going to go now and all of a sudden invest in a lot of wideouts. Okay, I think Jacksonville wants to win games by running the ball and playing defense, right? That's the way that Tom Coughlin, that's the way Doug Marrone, that is the identity of their team. What I think Nick Foles does is just bring someone that the rest of the locker room and most notably the defense can actually like respect and consider a leader, because it was not working with Blake Bortles. You know, you had that kind of fissure in the team with the offense kind of versus the defense. Now this is a guy they can get behind. I hear you and agree with you that Foles is not a guy who like raises all boats. He's someone who has to be in the right place. But I do think part of the allure of Nick Foles was because he will be in a system that he is familiar with. The number one takeaway, honestly, Joe, for me in this deal was, were the Jacksonville Jaguars bidding against themselves? And if so, how the hell did he get $22 million a year, right? Because when we think about it, where are the other places that were going to be in the quarterback market, right? We talked about Washington as a potential destination. They just traded for Case Keenum. We talked about Denver. They traded for Joe Flacco. We know about the Giants. It all signs look like they're going to get their guy at the number six spot, whether it's Dwayne Haskins or somewhere else. You have mentioned that Miami, Tannehill, that may be on the outs. I sort of think they're going to wind up drafting a guy and getting a lower level bridge quarterback, right? So who was Jacksonville competing with for Nick Foles' services? I don't really think it was anybody else was willing to go to 20 plus million a year. So my question is really, did they have to go to that level, or were they really just kind of outbidding themselves? That was my big takeaway. I do, however, think Foles is a good fit, but I don't think the Jaguars changed their identity to be some kind of high-flying team. They're going to still try to win games playing defense and running the ball with big Leonard Fournette.